And you're listening to the Texas Standard. On Election Day, members of the Texas Army National Guard will be in the streets of certain Texas cities. That's according to reporting Monday that the order came from Governor Greg Abbott. The troops are said to be in place in case of any disturbances that arise from the November 3rd election, but there are a lot of questions about where exactly they'll be and what they'll be doing. Here to help us get some answers is Sig Christensen. He covers veterans and the military for the San Antonio Express News. Sig, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Laura.
How many troops are we talking about here, and which cities are they going to?
Well, the soldiers, and I think they will all be soldiers, will be going to Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio. There's 1,000 in all, but we asked and did not get a breakout of how many go to each city.
So what have you been told that they'll be doing? What's their purpose?
Well, the governor is the person who would be answering that question. There are a couple of things here. First, the guard didn't exactly say what is their purpose, other than what General Brown said. I've known him a long time, and he's a straight shooter. And he said that what we're there for is to do what we did during the summer protests, which was, quote, to deter any civil disturbance at sites in various cities within Texas. Now, as I say, we don't know what kind of intel is afoot here. We don't know what they apparently know about the potential for violence or disturbances. I can tell you that in talking with Judge Wolf, our Bexar County judge, he doesn't seem to have any intel on that either. So we don't really know what the problems are that the guard is anticipating. That's just one thing that we don't really have answers to. And I'll make it very clear. The reason we don't have answers is because the governor did not respond to our list of questions. We had 9 in all, and I called the person on the phone, left a message, as well as sent an email to her. Never heard back.
General James Brown, there you mentioned, is chief of staff to the Texas National Guard's commander. So, Sig, do we know that these troops might be dispatched to the polls, or do we even have any idea of that yet?
Well, they're saying that's not what they're here to do, but they also did not rule it out. General Brown made it very clear that at this point they're supposed to go and be out at places like the Alamo or the Texas Capitol. But beyond that, we have no idea. The Alamo is the most likely place because it's such a symbol. Mm-hmm. And it's also a place where agitated people tend to go to express their views. So I can guess we will see soldiers there, but where else we'll see them, I couldn't tell you.
Now, they're using the protests earlier this year as sort of their precedent. But is there a precedent, a routine function of the National Guard that is getting more attention this election cycle? Is this something we've seen National Guard troops do before at all?
Well, Nelson Wolf, who has lived here for 70 years and turns 80 years old today, told me yesterday that he could never remember the Texas Guard being used to protect polling places. I cannot remember that, ever. So if they were to do that, it would be most likely an unprecedented action, and it raises a lot of questions. And in the minds of voters, not everyone would see that as a reassuring action. So it's a controversial move if it ends up being done. But as we've heard so far, that's not in the cards. Although, I will stress again that when I asked General Brown about this, I asked if it was possible that the Guard's mission might change to include polling sites. He said, quote, "We never make any speculation associated with any possible mission. That's not what we do. We respond to requests from the governor." Now, that means that the governor could order them to do it. And the governor is the commander-in-chief of the Texas National Guard. He's the boss. And he can tell them to go wherever he wishes them to. So that's something to keep in mind. They're saying that's not something they're planning. However, it is certainly not out of the realm of possibility.
A lot of questions surrounding this, and Sig Christensen has been trying to get answers. He covers veterans and the military for the San Antonio Express News. Sig, thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.